I want to bring in Dan Hicks this morning. Freeze Notice meteorologist joins us from his offices this morning. Dan, how are you?
Just fine. Good morning.
Well, good. Thank you so much. Boy, it's been a wacky period of weather. We just finished off, I guess, kind of officially now, because since we have turned the corner into spring, that nasty end to winter. It seemed like we had about 3/4 of our snow total for the entire season just in the month of February. It was kind of unusual.
I think you're right, that especially here in western Iowa, we had some fairly light snowfall amounts to start out the winter, but February was well above normal. In fact, I think some parts of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, had one of their snowiest Februaries ever, and that combined with colder than normal temperatures allowed that snow cover to last. And even into early March, we had some additional snows, and very cold weather for the season in early March, you know, kept that snow cover around quite a bit, really not much melting into the first week or 10 days of March. But you're right, especially here in the western part of the state, the second half of the winter is when we accumulated the bulk of our snowfall.
You know, after we had all that snow at the tail end of the winter season, Dan, was it just too predictable that this flooding was going to happen?
Well, I think it certainly raised an alarm about that when you had the virtually no melting of that deep snow cover into about the second week of March. Had that heavy rain not fallen in far western Iowa and eastern Nebraska, of course it wouldn't have been as bad, but you had all that snow cover on the ground, and then you had a rapid warm-up, and some of those areas had as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain from that weekend system 2 weeks ago. So it was kind of a combination of the deep, late snow cover, the heavy rain, and the warm-up really led to that severe flooding that occurred in those areas. And of course, that late cold weather allowed the ice to stay on some of the rivers and streams perhaps later in the season than normal. So it was kind of a combination of things all came together to produce that severe flooding, you know, in the western part of the state and also quite a bit of eastern Nebraska.
Well, and not just flooding. We're seeing some crazy record crest levels at some of these rivers, both the smaller and the larger places.
That's right. Some of that, again, due to the ice action, which really raises and lowers those rivers and streams very abruptly. And of course, when all this happened, the ground was still frozen, so there was nowhere for that water to go, nowhere for the rain and snow melt to go. So we saw some of those rivers crest very quickly, very rapidly, and near record levels. I think that in general, we've seen the conditions in the stream levels go down just a little bit here in the recent few days, but I noticed that there's quite a bit of flooding going on now down farther south into parts of Missouri along the Missouri River as that, you know, that high water moves on downstream.
Yeah, some of us saw a little bit of flooding in our own backyards, but it was relatively quick, you know, here and gone in 24 to 36 hours, and then things started to begin to dry out a little bit. But boy, we're not seeing that in the Missouri River Valley at all. This is really a crisis for them.
Well, it is, and of course, the bigger rivers, they respond more slowly to, you know, a drier trend and for the water to go down. You know, one thing about the Missouri River is you've got most of the snow cover in western Iowa, eastern Nebraska, southeast South Dakota is now gone, but once you get a little farther up into the Dakotas, there's still a fair amount of snow on the ground that has to melt, so I guess that, you know, that river has to be watched pretty carefully, depending on how they can manage that snow melt with the dam systems farther north. But I have to think that as that snow melts over the next few weeks, and, you know, depending on how much rain falls in the Missouri Basin, that river could be running fairly high at times, you know, probably well into April, whereas perhaps some of the smaller rivers, if we don't get too much rainfall, won't be quite as bad here in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, some of that's kind of scary. There are many people who would argue that the Missouri is not managed very well, but that's a different topic, I guess. As far as the longer term, the last thing these folks want to see is, you know, the spring rains coming anytime soon. We've had a few nice days here recently. Are we going to see that trend continue?
Well, I think kind of a mixed bag in the weather. We've got another system coming in this weekend. It's not a heavy rain producer. I think perhaps some 1/4 to 3/4 inch rainfall amounts. Then we have some dry days after that, early to mid next week, and a weather system again later next week. So we're not going to have any really long dry periods as I see it into the first part of April. But if we can at least get, you know, 2 or 3, 4 dry days between each of these systems, and assuming these systems move along fairly quickly and don't produce heavy rainfall, it might be a situation where these rains don't greatly aggravate the flooding situation, but perhaps to make it a little slower for some of these rivers and streams to recede. You know, we're getting close to the 1st of April, and of course, spring field work and planting becomes more and more of a topic now. And, you know, look across Iowa and the Midwest, soils are really wet. If you look down at the top 4 or 5 feet of soil, most of the area has above normal soil moisture right now. And, of course, you know, with the recent wetness, it's going to take a while to dry things out. So even with these periodic rains and some dry weather in between, it certainly seems to me that it's going to continue to be a slow start to spring field work in the Midwest into April. Hopefully that won't become a real severe issue, but a lot of drying needs to be done out there before a lot of work can get done.
Yeah, you jumped right into my next question there, too. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the spring planting season. Some of those folks that are inundated over in the Missouri River Valley are talking already about there just won't be a season this year. They just don't have enough time now with all of the flooding and all the drying that has to occur. But for a lot of folks out here that want to get that heavy machinery out there and kind of get started, it's going to be a while.
Well, it will, and as I mentioned, if you look at the soil moisture, the top 4 or 5 feet, you know, just about all of Iowa and the bordering areas well above normal in the moisture profile in the topsoil and the subsoil. So, you know, when we do get rain, it's more difficult for that to soak in. And, of course, you mentioned the heavy machinery. You need some drying down 2 or 3 feet to allow, you know, that into the field. So just the combination of the current conditions and the way the weather pattern looks into April, it just seems to me that it's going to be a slow go for a time across a large part of the Midwest, probably not a lot of rapid increase in field work into April at least. So it's going to be slow. But as you mentioned, you know, some of the severely flooded areas, it's hard to imagine how long it'll take for those areas to dry out.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if spring was going to be relatively normal, but I guess we're talking about weather. There's no such thing as normal, right?
Well, you pass normal going both directions sometimes in the weather, but you know, looking ahead into April, it's not that I don't see heavy precipitation, but frequent precipitation with shorter dry spells. And, you know, given the current conditions, that's probably enough. Even if we just get normal April rainfall, it's probably enough to keep field work slow for a time. Certainly, if it turns out to be wetter than normal, then it becomes a much more severe situation. You know, temperature-wise, we came out of the unusually cold late winter pattern, and it looks like more spring-like overall over the next couple of weeks, kind of a typical up-and-down weather pattern, but not extremes like we saw during especially February and early March.
Yeah, I kind of want to circle back around just to kind of cap this off a little bit, Dan, because we've seen enough flooding here. Well, where we sit in a low-lying area right near a creek and a river, so we sometimes get it first here locally. But what we saw here just a week or so ago, we were scratching our heads because we've seen enough flooding here in our backyard that this one didn't look anything like the others. Granted, most of them happened because of heavy rains in the summer and not necessarily because of rapid melt in the spring. But did this kind of, in general, the whole situation look different as compared to some of the other flooding events we've seen?
Well, I think it did in some ways. I mean, I'm sure that if you go back into weather records, you can find situations where we had that deep late winter, early spring snow cover, and then a rapid warm-up and rainfall caused flooding. But this situation, I think, was, that, as we were talking earlier, kind of a combination of three things to me. The deep late season snow cover, the frozen streams later in the year, and then adding on top of that heavy rain and a rapid warm-up. I mean, almost all three things conspired to make this a pretty rapid and a pretty severe flooding situation. Certainly not something you see very common. I think it's, you know, quite a bit different than the 2011 situation on the Missouri River, where we had quite a bit more warning that the flooding was occurring. In this case, it came on very quickly.
Yeah, and it's never fun to have to sandbag even on a 75-degree day, but then do it in the wintertime, sometimes standing in water. That's just not much fun at all.
Well, that's true, and of course, to be out in that water in this situation, I mean, you're dealing with, you know, recently melted snow and ice and cold rain. I mean, it's kind of a dangerous situation to be in water that cold for any length of time.
You bet. Well, hey, Dan, thanks for the info. I appreciate it, and have yourself a wonderful day. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome, Jim.
You bet. That's Dan Hicks from over at the Freeze Notice Weather Center in Des Moines.